With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final and second hour of the Outdoor Show this morning. And I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Trolling along, everybody. It's Johnny B.
And our winner of the four-pack of tickets to the fishing show last hour was Joe Hoffman. He won a four-pack, and we'll be giving away 3 4-packs this next coming hour right here. So stay tuned. We'll get to you as soon as we can. All right, well, Johnny B., let's get to it. Let's go up to Lake Houston and see what's going on with Mr. Littleton, old John Littleton. Mr.
A little bit, but we'll go check it out this afternoon and see.
Well, they probably wish they'd have left that lake at Normal Pool now if they're going to have to draw water out of it to make compensate for all this. So.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mess, man. What a mess.
Yeah, that was a bad deal. I mean, I watched it on the news, and, you know, there was a lot of people got, you know, vehicles flooded and all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah, those guys pulled up, and I watched this one truck. He pulls up in a dually, looked like a work crew of some kind, and they pull up to stop traffic, and they're sitting there in line, and all of a sudden they just watch all this water start coming up around them. They had to bail, man. Their truck ended up getting underwater. That's crazy.
It is.
So that'll give people an idea of how much water comes out of these dams into these rivers. That was a 96-inch pipe rupture.
Right.
And dumping that water. So you can imagine all 12 gates open at Lake Livingston hitting the Trinity River.
That's a bunch of water.
One of the greatest forces on Earth.
Yeah. It's coming down pretty quick. So, yeah. Fishing's been all right, Mickey. I mean, you know how it is. It's up and down. We get a couple days that, man, you can go catch a few fish, and then all of a sudden, you know, here comes another one of these little cold fronts, and the fish are still there, Mickey. You just got to make them bite, you know.
Sure.
Go to your areas where you know, fish are at, and fish, you know, you got to change, change with the times there, I guess. You know, you got a different weather, you know, you got to change your style and your technique of fishing. And, you know, that's just how it is. And I'm sure you guys do the same thing in saltwater, you know.
Same thing.
Fish slower, you know, get out the plastics, put your crankbaits back in the box. You know, you might catch one on a spinnerbait or a chatterbait if you slow it way down, you know, and bumping along. Whenever I do that, Mickey, I lighten up my tackle, I mean my baits, you know. I'll most of the time if I'm throwing a spinner bait or a chatter bait, I throw a half ounce, and you know, that's a little heavy, but I do it on purpose because I reel it slower and it stays down more. And you know, whenever I, I change up the weights, you know. Sometimes I'll tie on a quarter ounce, you know.
Right.
It just depends, you know, where I'm fishing and, you know, the areas I'm fishing. And I was tying on a couple baits last night, and, you know, I changed out my blades on my spinner baits. You know, I put on those big, I call them teardrop blades, you know, the bigger Colorado blades. and put on there to give it more vibration. You know, to me it helps. I mean,
I'm with you. I like a Colorado blade better than a willow leaf. Always have.
Yeah.
I seem to catch more fish with Colorado blades.
I do. I'd say 99% of my spinnerbaits have at least one Colorado blade
sure.
on them.
Me too.
And, you know, like last night, you know, I was, and I, you know, I'm a big, you know, I don't just take a bait out of a package and throw it. Now some of them I do, but a lot of them I tweak them. I'll take them out of the pack, and especially crankbaits and stuff, I'll change the hooks, and, you know, I'll put little feathers, you know, treble hooks on the back of my topwaters, and, you know, it's just something a little bit different, and it seems to work for me. So, it's a confidence thing for me. But we're going to go and fish Saturday. We fished last weekend, and, you know, we caught a few. There was a few limits weighed in, just swimmers, like we call them, you know,
swimmers.
15-inch fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're just little old bass, you know, and they're all doing their little male thing, you know, and it's getting close. We can get us about a week good weather. Man, it ought to be on fire. But water clarity still way off. It's still, I don't know. You might could see 6 inches in a couple spots. And then the bayous, you know, they're up there plucking out them old dead trees and stumps and cutting overheads in the bayou. And, man, that's, you know, they create a lot of turbulence in the water, so it muddies it up. But you can get in the bayou and get off the bayou in some of those little, I call them little creek arms or pockets, and the water cleans up. You know, you can get in there and catch you some fish. You know, so it'll be good. We'll get us a few more days of good weather, you know, get some sunshine.
Well, we got a pretty good stretch, you know, as far as a warming trend. You know, from today we got 70 for a high. These are Houston forecasts. And tomorrow 74, Sunday 75, Monday 77, Tuesday 80. Then we got some little old front going to come in. It's going to blow 20 to 30 Wednesday out of the northwest again, but it's still going to have a high of 70 and then a high of 67 next Thursday and then back in the 70s again. So we're coming out of the woods, man. It's it's getting time. You know, some of these fish, especially in these smaller, shallower lakes, they're going to make their move pretty early because they warm up, you know, those smaller, shallower lakes warm up faster, so the spawn's going to happen quicker.
Yeah, it will. And it's going to happen fast. You know, right now.
Yeah, it will. It'll just go bam. It'll just pop, man.
Yeah. Right now, water temp, we're running 54. Highest I found last weekend was 57.8.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was in the afternoon. So, you know, it warms up. If we get a continuous 61, 62, 63, that seems to be the magic number for us, you know, on the bass fishing, you know, for water temp when they want to do their thing and come in. So, but we're going to go out there and fish some tomorrow, and next weekend I don't have anything, so I was figuring on probably coming to the show and hanging out and meeting a bunch of the guys, you know, and talk some bass fishing, trade off some stories. So
that'll work. There'll be plenty of that going on in there, I promise.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will.
How about those sacks of bass?
There too?
I was going to ask you, how about those sacks of bass at Rayburn this past weekend?
Oh, my God. That's a Mui Grande of bass fishing.
That is. That's monstrous.
Wow. I don't know. My old heart could still take all that. Mickey. I mean,
well, I'd like to try anyway. If it killed me, that'd be fine too. Hey, why not go out in style, baby? Die with 10 pounders.
If I die with 49 pounds of my live well, you cannot be any more happier.
Good way to go, bro.
Yes, sir. Man, those guys are whacking them.
That was something.
Yeah. It's good. It's, you know, I don't know how many boats they got in that big bass tournament at Conroe this weekend, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there sitting in their boats getting ready, you know, to try to catch them some fish, but catch that one big bass.
Well, it looks like they're going to hit the weather right.
Yeah, I've never really been, per se, a big bass fisherman. You know, I've always fished tournaments, and, you know, us tournament guys, we fish for five, you know, and I've won a lot more money with 5 3-pounders than I have with, you know, 1 7- or 8-pounder.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it's just not my thing, I guess. You know, more power to those guys. I mean, I know somebody will go out there and catch them, and they'll find them. They always do. But,
well, with that many boats and you got that many lures in the water, somebody's going to get in them.
Yeah, there's some good fish in Conroe, you know. There's good fish in Rayburn and all the lakes around, you know. You just got to get out there and find you an area. Be persistent. You know, I was talking to we got that high school tournament coming up at Lake Houston in a couple weeks, and I was talking with a young man, and, you know, I told him, just be persistent. You know, go to an area and fish it, you know. Don't just throw 4 or 5 times and go to another spot. You know, stay in an area and fish it. You know, I found that, to me, works better than just running. Now, you know, we all got our little milk runs, we call them, and running.
Sure.
4 or 5 little spots or 2 or 3 spots. But, you know, go to an area where you think, especially if you get you a limit, you know, go to an area where you think you might can catch a big fish and, you know, just pound on it. And a lot of those bigger fish didn't get big by being dumb and bite the first bait that comes by, you know. They're going to want to see something, you know, going to sit there for a little while.
Yeah, something real natural and real looking, you know.
Right.
I'm sure they've been caught before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They know the drill.
I would say most of them have. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be good here in a little bit, Mickey. You know, like I said, we've had a couple tournaments out there, and everybody's catching a few fish. You know, you're not going out there and loading up the boat, but you can go out there and get you a limit of fish. You know, just be persistent and go out there and fish it and get your confidence hat on and don't get discouraged. You know, you go out there and fish for 3 hours and don't catch a bite, then that's when you're usually going to run
exactly
into something.
All right, John.
Well,
I got to bow out of here, buddy. I got to give away some fishing show tickets and throw them out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call.
Sure, man. 281-222-8544.
All right, John.
As always, come out and visit us at Lake Houston.
All right. Good luck and good fishing, buddy.
All right. We'll see you, Mickey.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. All right. Let's give away another 4-pack of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show, 45th annual. And the 5th caller on this go-round right here will win a 4-pack to the Houston Fishing Show coming up next week at the George R. Brown, 832-430-2WIN. 832-430-2WIN. That'll get you a 4-pack of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
519 in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Lake Conroe now, and let's talk to Mr. Tex Bowen. See, check his pulse this morning. Tex, you got a pulse this morning, bud?
It's not much, Captain.
It's not but a little weak.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, Captain Mickey, we're surviving. It's been a long week, put it that way.
Yes, sir.
Have not wet a hook this week, Mickey.
Oh, goodness. That's got to be a record for you, man.
It is
a
record.
It's not deer season anymore.
No. It is a record, though, buddy. But anyhow, got your daughter in the hospital, and she had two chemos, and this one she had this time, they cut everything down, and it still knocked her out, boy, I tell you.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
But she's been in the hospital all week long. Maybe today or tomorrow we may have some luck and get her out of there. But anyhow, it just... messed her up pretty bad, put it that way. She can't handle that chemo, and they come back next day and get that shot that activates it, you know.
Yeah.
And it just put her down, I want you to know.
Bless her heart.
So anyhow, they all talk like she's doing good as far as knocking the cancer out, but she just can't handle that chemo. I tell you what, he's got one more treatment. I think the doctor said something about he may just eliminate that one even, you know. So
yeah,
we'll see.
It affects people in different ways.
It does, Mickey. And, boy, it's had us on edge all week. That's all I can say. I did make it by the marina yesterday, checked the boat out, started it up, and I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm ready, Captain Mickey.
Family first, though, bud. Family first.
Yes, sir. We get this weather straightened out a little bit. I was telling someone in the marina yesterday, if we had about 3 or 4 days of real good weather, Conroe would be like an explosion as far as bass fishing goes and crappie uh-huh. fishing goes. And I think marina, they said they had 27 pounds of minnows last week, and sold every one of them out in four days.
Man.
So you can tell something when they're buying minnows like that, there's something happening, you know.
Man, how many dozen are in a pound?
I really don't know, but
man,
that is a lot.
I wouldn't
you know
either. Yeah, that's a lot.
And and to sell them out in 4 days, you know, and it's really something. But Captain Mickey, I drive this in ground a lot of time, but boy, all the redbud trees and everything are budded out.
Yes, sir.
Trees are blooming and everything. It's that time, I want you to know. And I've got a big tournament going on this weekend, I think. I may ride up Sunday afternoon and see what's producing and everything. But it's one like the old, I guess I'll go ahead and mention on that, like the Toyota big bass tournament, you know.
Yeah, the Toyota Bass Classic. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. And it's going to be some fish caught. That's all I can say, you know. And it's going to be interesting. There's already been a lot of fish being caught, you know, in the past 2 weekends here. And it's not even full moon yet. I saw that sliver of moon last night out there. That when it's upside down, like that, it's always, they call it holding water, you know.
Right.
But there'll probably be some rain coming on way this week, the way they're talking, though. It's light rain, I think, and later in the week here. But anyhow, I was even telling some of them what I would throw if I was out out there on the water fishing, you know, Mickey. And I tell you what, there used to be an old black and blue worm, and we call it a gator tail worm.
Right.
And you rig it up with a small weight Texas rig, and I used to paint them little, I call them 22 bullets. And I used to paint them black, too, to go along with that worm, you know.
Right.
And you can throw a lizard, or you can throw that old big tail, they call it a gator tail lizard, you know, or gator tail worm. And put it, have it in blue and in chartreuse, and it's that time of year, and you start fighting the structure on the shorelines, and you will catch a fish. I guarantee you on that almost. Mickey, the lake's still down about 2 foot or so, and what it does, though, for the fishermen, it's going to expose a lot of structure for them, and they'll go fight that shoreline. You know that, what, a week or so ago, that 14-pound fish,
right?
They're right at the bank, they say, and I haven't got an idea of what he was using for bait or anything, but it's that time to go just structure fish the shorelines, you know, and you keep on, you're going to find one of them old big mama bass has moved into and set claim to it, you know, and you'll catch fish that way. But, Vicki, I know the fishing show is going to kick off, and there'll be a lot of talk down there about it, but there's going to be a lot of fishermen up trying to find a trophy fish on Conroe, too.
Yes,
just
sir.
That time, you know, it is that time, and it's a lot like the deer fishing. I mean, the deer hunting, you're hunting a trophy buck, and here they're hunting a trophy bass, and the same deal. You got to spend some time doing it, you know.
Yep, this time of year, spawning bass,
right.
It's kind of like the rut for deer, man.
Yes, sir.
It happens once a year, and they are serious about it.
They are serious, that's right. And the mama bass are, you know, the big bass are the first ones I call to move in and claim territory as far as getting a nesting site and everything. And they will a variety of lures, you know, but I like that gator tail worm. It lets you fish it slow with a light weight. And then outside of that, I go way back as far as a white and chartreuse skirt on a spinner bait, you know, and I like a single Colorado blade. I can't remember about the size of a quarter or a 50-cent piece, either one, but use a single blade. And you can fish it, you know, slow up real shallow like that, and you'll get the attention of one of them old big bass that way.
That's
but
what I like for
lures,
redfish is a single Colorado blade, too, same thing.
Yes, sir, they are good. I've always been a good one at that. And outside of that, man, you can take a gold, I used to call them a long A, and you fish them in salt water, I'm sure, too, like that.
Oh,
but
yeah. Oh, bomber.
If you can find the old one that's a jointed one, you know, it's got it lets that body move better and everything. But I call them long A's, and you can get a jointed long A used to, and I like them in gold color. You need to put an orange belly or a black belly on them with a marker light, and you will, those three types of lures right there, if you chunk them enough, you're going to find a big bass, put it that way. And I'm telling everybody's secret, I know, but I'm not fishing it, so it doesn't matter. Let the people get out there and catch them. That's all I'd say.
That's it.
So, well. Mickey, just don't have a bunch going. Well, we hope to get the daughter back out and everything of the hospital and get her on her feet going here yet. But it's taking a lot of our time, too. And we're thinking about y'all. She's in the hands of the Lord, is all I'd say, buddy. We've done all we can do here and just keep her rolling if we can.
Well, bless her heart. Hope everything comes out for her.
You bet, Captain Mickey. And I've been laying low, haven't been doing nothing but going to the hospital, put it that way.
That's all right. You'll be rewarded for it. It'll come back to you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Well, we're hanging in there on it, Mickey, and just wanted to let you know.
All right,
Ted. You know, I don't get out there very active, so when I am actually, I wanted to get down to show some this year. You know, Billy and I, it's been a few years back now that Billy and I got us a spot down there, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, we sit there in them chairs there and just had a Lake Conroe, and we sit in them chairs, and everybody come by and talk to us, Mickey, and just old time deal, you know.
Yes,
it was
sir.
Great. It was great. So anyhow, that's all I got going, Mick. And,
all right, Tex. Well, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call, what's a good way to get a hold of you, my friend?
Give them on the cell phone, 713-252-4290, and LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. You'll find me on there, too.
All right,
and, we'll check in with you later, Mickey, if you know, I don't have much going, but I get it going, you know, I'll check in with you. And
no doubt. All right, Tex. So, well, you have a good one, my friend.
Okay, sir. Thank y'all, Mickey. And thank everybody that's ever helped us with all the stuff we had going on.
You got
Appreciate
it, my friend. All right, buddy.
Thank you, Captain Mickey.
Hey, take care. You have a good one,
yes,
Tex.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Tex boning up on Lake Conroe. All right, we got a break coming up. Johnny B, do we have any winners? Ricky Pagnosi. Man, he sounds famous.
Ricky Pagnosi and Kevin Jones.
They're the winners of 2 4-packs. All right. Let's go ahead and knock out another 4-pack. Let's get this over with. The 10th caller this time. You're going to have to spend a little time on this one. 10th caller wins a 4-pack to the Houston Fishing Show, the 45th annual. That's going to be at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Call Johnny at 832-430-2WIN. 832-430-2WIN. 10th caller gets the 4-pack of tickets. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I usually go see a man about a dog, but I don't know this.
No, I thought it was popping a squat.
Literally. All right, well, welcome back to the show, folks. Let's head down south. Let's talk to Captain Cliff Webb. Cliff, what is up?
Heck, I'm on my 40th boat right now, Mickey. That's just nuts, man.
I'm still running my old Kenner, man. I can't kill that boat. It just won't.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They really are. Just an old war wagon.
Oh, man. I saw one last year that I sold. I don't know, probably 20 boats ago or 15 boats ago, and a guy still running that thing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, Billy Sheikha ran a Kenner forever, didn't he?
He really did, man. That thing was a little rough too, buddy.
Boy, you think that boat ever saw any big trout laying in the bottom of it?
Oh yeah, he did. He did, Billy. One day, Billy's at the dock and his boat's just a mess. I mean, there's slime all over the carpet and there's slime and the rods are all tangled up and there's blood on the console and this guy just and he's making a comment that Billy says, "Man, your boat's dirty." And Billy goes, "This ain't no hospital dock. Get in the boat."
Oh, that sounds like Farmood's boat, man. Talking about gut wagons.
Fish in Texas. You better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 as the clock turns here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down to sunny San Leon. I can assure you it's probably going to be sunny there today. Let's check the pulse of old Steve Hillman this morning, see what's up with him. Hillman, what's going on?
Good morning, man. What's going
on?
How
are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Got in a lot of casting practice this week.
You and a lot of people have. That's funny. Everybody's saying the same thing.
dang, man. What a week. I mean, I only fished twice, but I feel like I fished every day and made 1,000 casts a day.
We've been run through the ringer.
I'm telling you, golly, good weather for a picnic. All this bluebird crap is for the birds, man. No bueno. But, no, our bite wasn't any good. We fished, I guess, what day was it? Shoot, I don't remember. Tuesday? Yeah, fished Tuesday.
Monday. It was so pretty and you couldn't get anything to bite.
Uh-huh. Canceled Monday, which that was a dumb move. I was supposed to fish Matagorda Monday, and I heard it was okay down there. It was decent. I think Charlie caught him with Mark Hughes and them.
Right.
And we canceled because of the storms. Forecast looked horrible. And we kind of did get them up here, but I guess they didn't get that heavy line of heavy band of thunderstorms down there. Like we got here Monday.
Not like we did. Monday, I had a little over an inch and a half of rain Monday at my house.
Yeah, I remember talking to you. Yeah, well, I think we got at least an inch here in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
But that was a dumb move. Canceled that day. And then Tuesday was pretty. And I had two new guys, real nice guys, and a little donated deal that I do every year. Excuse me. And man, we fished a long time. I think we started at about 7 o'clock and we fished till 4 o'clock.
Dang.
Matter of fact, about three or four hours into it, I actually pulled the boat out of the water and relocated, put it in somewhere else, fished a different part of the bay. I pulled out all the stops, man, trying to make stupid fish eat. And what did we end up catching? We had five keeper trout, up to about 3 pounds. And one flounder. That's it. And we had about 12 throwbacks. It was horrible. I mean, it was just, there was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do to get them going. But you get days like that, you know.
You do. I mean, hey, you know, there's days I get out there and I go, man, is this going to be a skunk job today? Am I actually going to zero?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get lucky and get a couple of bites and catch a couple of fish and then, oh, man, all new positive feelings start coming out. But, you know, that it's inevitable. It's just one of those days. There's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is fish it out and hope for the best.
No doubt about it.
But, We've all been there, man.
Wednesday, we canceled. Oh, yeah, we've all been there. We're going to be there some more. It ain't. It's not going to stop.
It will continue.
Yeah. That's law of averages. You fish enough days, you're going to have some tough ones.
Well, the more you fish, the more good days you have, but also the more bad days you have, too.
That's it. And I just wish that, it's going to sound weird, but I wish on some of these slow days that we have that I had some of my guys that fish me like once a month. Not new guys. I hate having a bad day.
Doesn't it always seem to happen that way, though, with new trips, you know?
It does. It really does. Yeah. And, you know, and they don't know because the trust factor is not there because they haven't been fishing with you. They probably think about 3 hours into it when you've only caught one fish, man, what's this guy doing being a fishing guide? But no, I think everything's fine with that. But – So that was Tuesday. Then Wednesday we canceled. That's when it, I think that's when the wind blew like 40. And then we waited yesterday, waited yesterday for the tide to come back. And we put in at 12:30 yesterday. And I had these big time plans of fishing till dark. And I just knew those fish were going to light up in the last hour of daylight yesterday. They didn't. We made a bunch of casts for just a handful of bites yesterday. It was slow again. We had two trout and about a 40-inch redfish, a real nice flounder, and five or six throwbacks. And we lost a couple of decent fish. But, man, those fish started slicking yesterday about 30 minutes before the sun hit the horizon. And they were all trout slicks. And we were only able to trick one of them out of when the slicks started popping.
Well, I hate it when they do that this time of year, man. That makes me so aggravated.
Oh, and they were slapping at our lures.
Slicks up, and you're putting everything on top of them. They're just pushing lures around, slapping them around, no hookups. It's aggravating, man.
It was. It was very frustrating. But, you know, good news is it made me and my guys at Haley and them.
Well, at least you knew you were throwing it something.
We knew we're on them.
Yeah, you know you're on them. You just can't make them eat.
And, Joe Mack, he tricked one about 2.5 pounds, and then I hooked one on a twitch bait on that Rapala. I think it's called a twitching mullet. It's a floating twitch bait. And I hooked one on it, and it pulled loose. And then I got 4 or 5 bites on that. And then the guys were getting bit on worms, but we couldn't hook up. It was crazy. It was just crazy. And then, but one thing that was kind of cool yesterday, I guess about probably 2:30 or 3, Haley was reeling in. Most everybody, me included early, we're throwing the little 4-inch paddle tails, little sea shads, little bass assassin sea shads. And Haley's getting ready to pull his worm out of the water, and this massive explosion right at the side of the boat. We all saw it. All four of us saw it. It was I'd say 24 to 30-inch tarpon came up and grabbed his worm. He had it on for a split second, but that was kind of crazy. We were way, way, way up in a bow, but and a buddy of mine, he actually hooked and fought one in there about 3 weeks ago. He fought it for a little while.
That
got
is
quite
so cool.
A few jumps. Yeah, I got quite a few jumps out of it. But, of course, tell people that, then I don't believe you unless you land it and get a picture and stick it on Facebook. Then if that didn't happen, if you didn't do that, then it didn't happen, you know.
Right.
But, no, man, it was brutal. It was a very humbling week, I'll tell you that. But I canceled today. I had 3 new guys, and I told them how tough it was. I didn't see much change in today, and we're supposed to fish Matagorda. And they wanted to wade. They wanted to wade and try to catch a good one, blah, blah, like everybody. And I got to thinking about this tournament and these conditions. Barometric pressure is 1,027 millibars. Tide's kind of low. It's calm, kind of. The light west wind. I didn't see us wading and catching a lot today with all these people stomping around on the shorelines and stuff and with the conditions. So these guys are real flexible, so we put it off till another day. So I'm just going to get some stuff done around here.
Well, I mean, I can see your point. I wouldn't have, man, that would have been a fiasco.
Yeah.
You know, in Matagorda, going down there fighting that.
I'm guessing it probably will. I don't know how many boats are in that tournament. No, that's a good tournament and everything. I'm not saying anything bad about it, but this is the second or third time in the last year that I can remember where I just rescheduled because I don't want to fight over fish. I'm not going to do it. It's like some of these guys that leave at 4:30 in the morning, run in the dark to get a spot. If I had to start doing that, I'll find something else to do for a living. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But
no, you won't. No,
that's
you
probably
won't.
True. Hey, that's like James told me one time. He said, "Man, he said you're because I was belly aching about something. Imagine that." And James said, "He said, man, you ain't going anywhere." He said, "You took the cheese. Now you're in the trap.
That's it.
You're done. You're done.
You're just another mouse."
That's it. But that was kind of crazy yesterday, seeing all those fish. I mean, we saw over 26. I'm talking about good little hard edge, you know, well-defined slicks with just that real good smell to them and everything. And I don't know the last time I saw slicks like that and had three good guys, well, four including me, but three good fishermen other than me, casting in them. Right, I mean, in 4.5, it was about 4.5, 7 foot of water, right on a ledge. You know, that should be like a major ambush point. We should have hammered them yesterday. That was just crazy to me. That was just crazy. And I guess what happened, I guess these fish fed with that front. They fed real heavy, and they're just laying down there fat and happy, puking. Mm-hmm. But it was crazy. It was really crazy. Some days you get them, some days you don't.
That's true.
I told those new guys Tuesday, I said, well, if y'all ever fish with me again, at least you got the bad one out of the way. got it out of the way right now, you know. Maybe moving forward we'll actually do some good. That water temperature has been all over the place. It's been crazy. It was down.
Yeah, what readings
yesterday.
Were you getting yesterday? Because I don't trust these readings I'm getting off of my page every morning. It seemed like it should have got lower than 55 and 56.
Well, there's no
way. What
did
you read yesterday?
Well, it almost doesn't count what I saw yesterday because I wasn't in my boat. I was borrowing my buddy Ray Cole's boat, and mine's getting some cosmetic stuff done to it. But Robert showed over there doing a bunch of stuff to it. But his machine was showing 55, 56. There's no way, there's no possible way that water was that warm. It had to be around 50. And a buddy of mine, old Bert, was out there. He was in a different part of the bay than me, but he was showing 50.
Yeah, so, that's what I was thinking. It should have gone down in the low 50s anyway.
Yeah.
Sure.
But whatever it was, I said we were out there Tuesday, I guess it was. I'm trying to remember what it was then. I'm thinking it was around 63 or something. Yeah, it was like 63, 64.
Right.
So it's been all over the board, and that's not helping either. All this back and forth weather, changes in barometric pressure, big tide swings, and our water was dirty yesterday. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch more excuses I can come up with for me not catching them. But
we can come up with some excuses, man. Hey, I'm into
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
I got it.
I'm telling you. But yeah, we do, man. We can pull some excuses out of our pocket.
Hey, it's better than sitting at home, though. Hey, you know, get out and make a day of it anyway.
Oh, it is, and we laugh and cut it up. It's always, we'll always try to have fun regardless, you know.
Especially if you got good sports in the boat with you. A lot of good talk. Yeah,
oh, it is. Good. But just to tell you, that changes everything. You don't have a bunch of stick in the mud type of fellas on your boat and have a bad day on top of that. Then you just want to try to pick which bridge you want to jump off of, the Causeway or the Fred Hartman when you're done, you know.
Oh, I know it. You get a crew like that and you go, well, boys, I think I've had enough. I've whipped this dead horse as much as I can. I got to go. That's it.
But, you know, Haley, we're almost out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We've got about 30 seconds left.
Okay, real quick. So, talking about these fish not eating, this high pressure and everything. So, Haley, he's been fishing. The guy that was with me yesterday, Haley Matthews, he's been fishing a private lake buddy has up in Columbus, 100-something acre lake. They've been catching 80 to 150 bass. And day before yesterday, before he came down and fished with me, they caught 6 bass all day.
Yeah.
And they know how many fish are – yeah. They know how many fish are in that lake. So bottom line is, when these fish don't want to eat, they just don't eat. It's bottom line.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
All right. Well, Steve, if somebody wants to call you and get hooked up with you and go fishing, how do they do it, buddy?
Yeah, man. I'll teach you how to cast real good. 409-256-7937.
All right, brother. Steve, have a good one. Nice talking to you, man.
All right, you too, man.
All right, take care. All right, Johnny B., you got a last winner for us real quick?
Yes, sir. We got Richard Malik.
Richard Malik. All right, another four-pack, and we'll be giving away more through the weekend, so y'all tune in. Sorry we're out of time, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.